Hello, Fiona Ritchie here. Thanks a lot for joining me and welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. And with those rhythms and that percussion, you'll have drifted very easily into a medieval world. The setting was 14th century Gardine Castle in Angus, Scotland. William Jackson composed that tune. Thanks again for joining me, and we're going to remain in that early era, and earlier too, 1,000 years back, to hear music by mystics and devout medieval musicians whose manuscripts have found a new voice today, along with recent compositions by William Jackson there, Enya 2 coming up, keeping us in that time frame with sonic textures echoing across the last millennium. We'll feature two pieces here by a German mystic, author, poet, scientist, physician, spiritual authority and composer, an abbess at a large Benedictine convent who wrote some of the most beautiful vocal music of the Middle Ages and whose 900th birthday was marked in 1998 by a world becoming increasingly aware once again of the remarkable contributions of Hildegard von Bingen. We'll hear the Swedish group Garmarna, their 21st century take on her 12th century chants. Before them, a 13th century medieval Irish text worshipping Danu, the ancient Irish goddess, from Anúna. And first, Richard Souther's arrangement takes us into that earlier, timeless time with his collaboration across time with Hildegard von Bingen. Irish voices Katie McMahon and Noreen Nirayan join vocalist Sister Germaine Fritz and Davy Spillane on low whistles for The Fire of the Spirit by Hildegard von Bingen, who wrote these words: "A musical performance softens hard hearts, leads in the humour of reconciliation and summons the Holy Spirit. These voices were the voice of a multitude lifting its voice on high."
Ooh, 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 On a misty morning, three was one. The ancient forest rang with the sound of a crystal-tongued blackbird and the cry of a hound. From the mountain of Mish, through the heather and briar, to the green slope of Kua, with our hearts full of fire.
Thank you.
Swedish band Garmarna with Yukari by 12th century abbess Hildegard von Bingen. More from their interpretations of her medieval vocal compositions later on. We started that set with one of Richard Souther's arrangements of the work of this visionary, whose beautiful vocal music speaks to us again today. The Fire of the Spirit was the piece we heard from Richard Souther earlier on. And in between, Annuna sang from a 13th century Irish text, Salve Rex Gloriae. Hildegard's Rhineland and Ireland are both ancestral homes of the Celts, as is Scotland, where we'll travel next. St Margaret, Queen of Scotland in the 11th century, was canonised in the 13th century for her dedication to justice and improved conditions for the poor. She also founded abbeys and dedicated herself also to gathering the scattered communities of Celtic holy men all across Scotland into monastic settlements. One of her sons, Alexander I, founded an Augustinian priory on Inchcolm, which is a tiny island in the Firth of Forth that is visible from Edinburgh, and indeed from the castle, where you can still visit his mother's chapel, the oldest part of Edinburgh Castle. Still surviving from these times is a collection of chants and original melodies composed to honour and celebrate St Columba. They're known as the Inchcolm Antiphoner, and the music contains poetic roots passed down through the oral tradition from Columba's own time in the 6th century, so we are really able to reach far back to early times here. The members of Canty, led by Rebecca Taverner, have researched the performance of medieval music in Scotland, and they offer us a glimpse of the indigenous performance styles of such material, which may also, like Hildegard's music, have been sung by women honouring St Columba. And they also believe that the harp was used back then in Scottish religious communities. That's Canty ahead with O Columba in Cygnus Signifer. We're going to travel there accompanied by the harp of Anne Heyman and the melody of a 13th century Scottish hymn.
Thank you.
Boudica from Enya, her music from the BBC television series The Celts, broadcast in the mid-1980s. And Canty performed music from the 13th century, the Scottish collection The Inchcolme and Tichenor dating from then, and we'll have more from that holy work ahead, arranged by William Jackson. And also another chant composed by Hildegard von Bingen. She believed music to be the most effective way for humans to enjoy communing with God. For a playlist of this week's music, visit our website. We always post a playlist within a couple of days of each programme at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. To Scotland and Ireland next for music in praise of holy figures cherished in each country, St. Columba and St. Bridget. Nora Ní Ryan sings Ode to Bridget, and first, Mae McKenna with St. Columba's Hymn.
Thank you.
Noreen ni Ryan with Ode to Bridget, the Celtic goddess and Christian saint, a symbol of how Christianity, rather than replacing pagan beliefs in Ireland, superimposed itself upon them, the two mingling together through time. So Bridget, the goddess, her ancient pagan festival of spring, became St. Bridget's feast day on February the 1st. Mae McKenna sang St. Columba's hymn, and we continue in praise of that 6th century Celtic holy man with the voice of Mae McKenna again to carry us across the Firth of Forth by Edinburgh to the tiny island of Inchcolm, where a priory dedicated to St. Columba was founded in the 12th century by King Alexander I of Scotland. He was shipwrecked on the island and he believed that he survived thanks to the prayers of a hermit dedicated to the saint, who was the island's sole inhabitant. So the Augustinian Priory was founded there, still largely intact, and the Inchcolm Antiphoner was penned there sometime in the 13th century. What survives is part of a larger manuscript of chants for the Feast of St. Columba, and from it here are William Jackson and Mae McKenna with Salve Splendor.
You seek ye.
Enya and Ilan Piper, Liam O'Flynn with The Sun in the Stream. From Garmarna, we heard another 12th century composition of Hildegard von Bingen, Kiri. William Jackson and Mae McKenna gave us Salve Splendor from the Inchcombe and Tifinagh, the spiritual and sensual music of medieval composers. The Thistle and Shamrock comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. Look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts and take some time to discover the variety of resources, information and archives on our website, thistleradio.com. And remember, a set of recent programme playlists is always available by mail. Just mention this week's programme, Wisdom in the Strings, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. Our address is The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. St. Columba's name in Irish was Colum Kill, and that's the title of William Jackson's dedication here too to the 6th century missionary who founded the monastic settlement on the island of Iona, still a spiritual focus for Scotland and a place of international pilgrimage. With Fred Morrison on pipes and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra strings, on harp and whistle, here's William Jackson. Thank you. With music streaming on the web at thistleradio.com, the Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.